It's 100 years since Baroness Berta von Suttner became the first woman to win the Nobel Prize for Peace. Since then, 12 women have won it, two of them, Wangari Maathai of Kenya and Shirin Ebadi of Iran, within the last 2 years. Well, tomorrow the Nobel Committee will announce this year's winner. Judy Merry looks back at some of the women who won the prize, including the only British laureates who worked for peace in Northern Ireland.
Betty Williams and Maureen Corrigan. I have the great honour of asking you to receive the Norwegian People's Peace Prize.
When I look at your happy children, and I see the children in Northern Ireland, I say, God forgive us, we allowed this to happen. But with your help and God's, we will undo all the wrongs we have done to our children.
When Betty Williams and Mairead Corrigan won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1976, they were the first women from the United Kingdom ever to have won the prize. They were given it for founding the Northern Ireland Peace Movement, later renamed the Peace People. But for Mairead, it was a daunting experience.
I didn't really feel equipped to have the responsibility of carrying a Nobel Peace Prize. I came from a very ordinary background and I was not really political. But I must say that in the years that have passed, it's been a great privilege and I carry it more lightly now than I did in the very early days.
In the very early days of the prize, it was exceptional even for a woman to be nominated.
So, we are entering now the Peace Museum, the Peace Gallery.
Dr. Peter van den Dungen is a peace historian, and he took me to the Peace Museum in Bradford, where posters and photographs celebrate the achievements of many women who've championed peace.
This exhibition, in a way, shows that many more women and women's groups have been involved in peace work and really would have deserved a prize, but such has been, I think, the ignorance and maybe also the prejudice against women that, unfortunately, the record has been a poor one up to now.
When Berta von Suttner was the first woman to get the Nobel Peace Prize, was that really big news? Were people surprised?
It was big news. Whether people were surprised is a different question, because many people knew that she, certainly people in the peace movement, or people who were interested in the prize, they knew that the prize existed only because of her influence on Nobel to do something for peace.
Professor Erwin Abrams has written extensively on the Nobel Peace Prize winners, and he thinks you can't underestimate the influence Berta von Suttner had on Nobel.
He didn't know there was even a peace movement when he first was in touch with her. She sends him her great book, which was the first anti-war novel in the 19th century, really the first ever.
The war which is now being fought out is of too powerful a nature not to proceed to its end and give rise to renewed war. The next war, about which people talk so glibly and so indifferently, will not be a gain for one side and loss for the other, but ruin for all.
This catapulted her into the peace movement, and she became really one of the great leaders of the peace movement from then onwards until the First World War.
Originally, Nobel set up his prize because he wanted to give money to young geniuses who wouldn't have to work for a living. This would give them the opportunity to realize their natural gifts.
One has to be nominated in order to receive the prize. And I think it is the case. We have statistics which show that until fairly recently, not many women were nominated. So in a way, that reduced the chances of a woman laureate. The Nobel Committee is very much aware of this great imbalance and in a way injustice. What has never happened before has happened now, which is that in the last 2 years, we have a panel here on Shirin Ebadi from Iran, who received the prize in 2003. And then the next year, in 2004, the prize was given to Wangari Maathai from Kenya, mainly for her environmental work. So for the first time in consecutive years, in two consecutive years, we have two women.
As the first African woman to receive this prize, I accept it on behalf of the people of Kenya and Africa, and indeed the whole world. I am especially mindful of women and girl child. I hope it will encourage them to raise their voices and take more space for leadership.
There have been a number of people who have received the prize many years after sort of their best work was done. Jane Addams, she received the prize in 1931, whereas she had been active in the cause for peace much earlier in the century.
During the war, she not only opposed the United States entering, but she and a number of women in a most remarkable effort, which is not generally known, and what they did was to set up a mediation effort. A small group went and saw the Allies, heads of state, and another small group went and saw the Central Powers, and they tried to get some mediation going.
She became reviled in her own country. She had been a heroine because of her work with the deprived in Chicago. But then when the war came, as you know, she was an internationalist and a pacifist, and she became the most reviled woman in America, and she was called the most dangerous woman in America.
But the prize also gives the recipients a power they didn't have before.
I remember going to Washington and having a meeting with President Jimmy Carter and saying, like, we need help here, you know, Northern Ireland, we need international help in beginning to move into a peace process. And President Carter in those days saying, this, I will see what I can do. A Nobel Peace Prize opens doors that other people can't get open.
I think maybe the most important thing is, when you are a Nobel Peace Laureate, that your work becomes much better known and receives a kind of an endorsement.
The Iranian human rights lawyer Shireen Abadi has won this year's Nobel Peace Prize. The Nobel Committee praised her for seeking to improve...
As a lawyer, judge, lecturer, writer and activist, she has spoken out clearly and strongly in her country, Iran, and far beyond its borders.
If we look at the women who have received the Nobel Peace Prize in the last few years, Wangari Maathai, Shireen Ebadi, Aung San Suu Kyi in Burma, they have all had to face great threats and dangers. When you are living, as is the case with Aung San Suu Kyi, in a military dictatorship, receiving the accolade of the Nobel Peace Prize, which puts the spotlight of the world on you, may make all the difference between life and death.
There have been long processions marching into town, very orderly, very disciplined, and all calling for democracy. It's really very exhilarating.
Those women who received the Peace Prize were not necessarily always pacifists. For instance, Emily Green Bulge, she opposed the First World War, but faced later on with the dangers of Nazism and fascism, she reluctantly supported the war against Hitler and Nazism. One cannot assume that the women are pacifists, in a way simple-minded. They do see the difficulties, the great difficulties involved in adopting such a position in certain times when there is grave abuses of human rights and freedom is under threat and so on.
Well, I must say it's a great privilege in a sense to belong to the family of those who've won the Nobel Peace Prize, because it is almost like a family. You know, down through the years we meet each other, we email each other, we support each other on our campaign. I'm just privileged that I was given the Nobel Peace Prize.
The Nobel laureate, Mairead Corrigan, ending that report from Judy Merry. And the Nobel Committee will announce this year's winner tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning.